The Hacker Is My Wife. Chapter 3301. Patricia felt a mix of reluctance and happiness as she prepared to part ways with Charlie. Jared glanced at Charlie and said, "It's about time for us to board." He tenderly held Nicole's hand and led her toward the boarding gate. "I need to go through the boarding procedures too," Patricia said, biting her lip. "You must find happiness as well." "I will," Charlie assured her with a gentle smile, giving her a reassuring pat on the shoulder. "You've grown up, too. You don't need to cling to me anymore. I believe Ella will take great care of you." Patricia nodded, then, leaning closer to Charlie, she whispered, "When Mr. Johnston and Ms. Riddle get married, make sure you bring my future sister-in-law back with you." Caught off guard, Charlie playfully scolded her, "You little rascal." Doretta, standing not too far away, overheard Patricia's whispered words. Her cheeks turned even redder. "Let's go," Patricia announced, then turned to Doretta, adding, "We'll meet again." "Goodbye, have a safe trip," Doretta responded, waving her hand. After observing everyone complete the boarding procedures and walk through the gate, Charlie faced Doretta. "Let's go." Doretta, biting her lip, gathered her courage and remarked, "I didn't expect you'd choose to stay." Charlie looked at her with a fire in his eyes. "There are Max, Seth, and the others in San Jato. They don't specifically need me, so this time, I wanted to make a choice for myself," he explained. It seemed that, previously, he was fine just going with the flow, but now, he desired to have her by his side. Doretta, feeling shy, looked away. "Let's go, we still have tasks to attend to back home." "All right," Charlie agreed, and they set off together. Max went to San Jato Airport to pick up only 3 people. He was surprised to see just them. "Only you guys?" he asked. "Yes, just us. Charlie isn't coming back," Patricia said, not giving more details. Max, trying not to be too curious, gently said, "Mr. and Mrs. Johnston, please get in the car. The folks at the Riddle residence are waiting." After they drove back, Jared and Nicole went inside the Riddle residence while Max and Patricia left. Max asked, "What happened? Where's Charlie?" "He's with the Zane group now," was all Patricia said. Max couldn't hide his shock. "That rascal," he exclaimed. Patricia smiled and then said, "I'm off." She wanted to surprise Ella, who didn't know she was back yet. The family had been worried. Now that Jared and Nicole were home safe, everyone felt better. "You seem worn out. Was it difficult?" Tia asked Nicole. "It's just the jet lag. I'll be better after some rest," Nicole assured her. Chapter 3302. You really need to rest. You shouldn't work for the next few days. Stay home and rest. A bride has to look her best, Gloria said, looking at Nicole and making the decision for her. Bride. Nicole was surprised because she hadn't talked about any wedding yet. "Yes, now that everything is settled, it's time for your wedding with Jared," Gloria said, deciding firmly. She used to think it was best for the kids to decide for themselves, but after several delays, she felt waiting longer made no sense. "The wedding should happen soon." "I was thinking that too," Jared said. They had planned the wedding after solving the Everett problem, but then they found out Lawrence had hurt Nicole in the past, causing more delays. Now, with everything sorted out, they saw no reason to wait. The wedding was the next big step. Nicole looked at Jared and, with a smile, agreed, "Okay." Their wedding had been waiting for 5 years, it was time, with no need to wait any longer. "That's so cool, I'm the flower girl and Nolan is the page boy," Lana said, full of excitement. "When should we set the date?" Tia asked, thinking they might need some time to get ready. "In a week," Jared said, looking at Nicole for her reaction. Gloria was unsure. As much as I want it soon, can we really get ready in just a week? Don't worry, it's all set up already, Jared assured her. They had everything for the wedding ready a long time ago, just waiting for the right moment. Now, is there anything else we should do or add? Stanley wondered if there was any way they could contribute. There's nothing more to do, Jared assured him. Stanley paused then said, Right, you have been planning for so long, everything must be ready. There's definitely many things to do. Nicole thought for a moment, then said, We're going to need everyone's help to welcome the guests. She pictured the wedding day as being bustling with activity, hosting a large number of guests. There would be close friends of both the Riddle and Johnston families, along with their business partners. The number of attendees would indeed be substantial. We all need to help with hosting, we can't overlook anyone, she added. Don't worry, your uncles will be there too, Daniel said, then looked at Stanley, and you guys will help with Nicole's friends. Since Nicole couldn't greet the guests herself at the start of the wedding, it was key that everyone felt welcomed. Got it, I'll tell Samuel and Spencer, Stanley agreed. Jane hasn't been feeling well, and Sean is taking care of her. Steve is busy with Sally and the kids, so it's really up to you guys, Gloria reminded them. The older generation had their hands full too, with their own guests to entertain. Yes, I'm going to visit them tomorrow to find out more, Gloria said. Good idea. It's always better to talk in person, Nicole agreed. Jared teased, you might need to adjust to something new soon. Chapter 3303 Jared held Nicole close and looked at her. After we get married, we'll move to the estate, he said. Their future home would be just theirs. He thought it was good for Nicole to spend more time with her family since she hadn't been with them for 5 years. But they knew they would move to the estate later. Okay, Nicole said, nodding. She was happy Jared made the estate close to her family, so she was okay with moving. Jared gently touched her hair and kissed her. Time flew, and soon it was Nicole and Jared's wedding day. From the morning, San Giotto was alive with excitement. Everyone was talking about Jared and Nicole's wedding. Politicians, business leaders, close friends, and business partners all came to wish the couple well. The Riddles were busy welcoming the guests, making everything look amazing. Patricia, hurry up, Charlie's here, Ella called out as he spotted Charlie. He quickly got Patricia to come and greet him. Max, hearing the fuss, came over too. Charlie arrived with Doretta, Zane, and Carl. Charlie. Patricia said, thrilled, you're back. Yes, it's a happy day. We had to come and join in, Charlie replied, giving Patricia a relieved look. It looked like Ella had been taking great care of Patricia, so Charlie, her brother, didn't need to worry anymore. Speaking of happy days, when's yours? Ella teased, looking at Charlie. Charlie hesitated, stealing a glance at Doretta. Doretta blushed and quickly said, Ella, I'm off to see Aunt Emma. Then, she went over to Emma, who was busy with the guests. Charlie, you need to try a bit harder, Ella said, smiling playfully. Charlie looked at Ilyar with a bit of annoyance and said, Worry about your own problems first. He and Doretta didn't plan to get married soon. But they liked being together, helping and caring for each other. They'd think about marriage when it felt right. You young ones, Zane laughed, watching them joke around. What's the fun here? What are you talking about? Preston, Ryder, and Gary came over to the group. Preston didn't want to welcome guests. Since Ryder and Gary were guests too, he acted like he was hosting them. We were talking about why so many people are single, Ella said jokingly, looking at the three who were also single. Cut it out, I just haven't wanted to find anyone, Gary retorted, not ready to give in. I'm just speaking the truth, Lar stood his ground, looking Gary in the eye. Chapter 3304 Do you think I don't want to meet someone? I just haven't found the right person, Gary said somewhat resignedly. He had long regarded Nicole as just a friend. Why don't we just try the dates our families set up? Ryder suggested, calm and collected. He figured since finding someone on his own wasn't working, maybe arranged dates could help. In their circles, it seemed like good matches were meant to be. Arranged dates don't sound great. You hardly know the person. Are we really okay with deciding to spend our lives together like that? Preston wasn't too keen on the idea. Emery's doing pretty well with it, you know, Ryder said confidently. I trust our families. They wouldn't set us up with someone terrible. They probably made sure we'd be a good match. Gary thought it over. You might be right. Our families aren't just trying to make deals, they want us to be happy. As Gary and Ryder seemed more into the idea, Preston was still unsure. You guys are serious. Why not? Gary asked, starting to see some potential in the idea. Ryder agreed, seeing the benefits too. Preston let out a sigh. Just leave me out of it. If Ryder and Gary ended up liking the arranged dates, Preston knew he'd be next. He could almost hear his mother pushing him to get married. The friends laughed. Then you better find someone, they joked. Just then, Emma noticed them standing around. Ilyar, stop chatting there. Bring our guests in, she said. Got it, Ella replied, guiding everyone inside. They walked in, chatting and laughing. Preston, trailing behind, noticed a girl sitting quietly by herself, looking at a blooming peony outside. Something about her calm and the way she smiled at the peony caught his eye. Hey, what's up? Lar came back for Preston, curious why he had stopped. Preston looked away and said, all right, let's head in. But as he walked, he couldn't help but glance back at the girl. Her image stuck in his mind, unforgettable. As more guests arrived, everyone was happy and congratulating each other. Benjamin and Maximilian were especially having a good time, laughing loudly. Congratulations, Benjamin, Maximilian, Thomas came over to say hi, with Harvey and a girl who seemed a bit younger than him following close behind. This girl was new to many guests, sparking their curiosity. Who is she? We've never seen her before. While the downstairs buzzed with activity, the bridal suite upstairs was just as lively. Trust me, this jewelry set is perfect for you. No, choose this one. It's much nicer. Lulu and June were busy helping Nicole pick out the best jewelry to wear. Chapter 3305 Nicole laughed off the debate between Lulu and June, saying, both are lovely. I'm happy with either. Both sets of jewelry were beautiful, and she felt that either would do. Exactly. Nicole will shine in anything, Cindy said, picking a set. Let's go with this one. Lulu gave June a victorious look. Told you this was the one. Cindy then suggested, why not wear this for the ceremony and switch for the reception? That way, we use both. Great idea, June agreed, smiling at Cindy's suggestion. Nicole smiled. Sounds perfect. With everyone agreeing, the stylist went ahead with preparing Nicole. Lulu watched Nicole, amazed by how calm she seemed. Aren't you a bit nervous? She asked. Lulu remembered her own wedding jitters. Nicole bit her lip, a hint of nerves showing. I'm more excited than anything, she admitted. She had been looking forward to this day, ready to face the future with Jared with hope and joy. Just finished, the stylist announced, stepping back to admire Nicole. You're truly stunning, a beauty that doesn't need much adding to it. Nicole was always the prettiest in school, Lulu said with pride. Jared and the rest should be here soon, June noted, checking the clock. They'll be here any minute, Lulu agreed, giving Nicole a final look over. You look perfect. Now we just wait for Jared to arrive and take you away. Right then, someone knocked the door. Could that be Jared? Lulu quickly went to see. It was actually Tia. She walked in and asked, "Is everything set? Jared's about to arrive for Nicole." "We're all set," June answered, ready for the moment. Tia nodded and said, "All the guests have arrived. Benjamin, Dylan, Dexter, and Daniel and Gloria are greeting them. Just waiting for Jared now, and then we can proceed with the ceremony," Lulu said. "That's great," Tia said, looking at Nicole and genuinely feeling happy for her. Cindy, curious, asked, "Who's causing a stir downstairs?" "Oh, Mr. Ellison arriving with Harvey and a girl, sparking rumors," Tia explained. "A girl with Harvey?" Lulu was surprised. "Does he have a girlfriend?" "It's all guesswork," Tia said. "They weren't too close, but looked good together. Could Mr. Ellison have arranged this?" June pondered. Even if Harvey's forgiven him, letting Mr. Ellison decide his marriage partner is a big step. Harvey might actually like her, Lulu suggested. But that's their concern. When Nicole heard about Harvey, her expression changed slightly. "What's the matter?" Lulu asked Nicole, concerned by her quietness. "It's nothing," Nicole replied, offering a reassuring smile. "Jared must be here," Lulu said, heading to open the door again. "Mommy." Nolan and Lana ran up to Nicole, looking like two little angels. Nicole embraced Nolan and Lana, her eyes soft with love. Chapter 3306- Let's go, it's time to head down. The ceremony will start soon. The group laughed and talked as they left the bridal suite. Jared and his friends, Spencer and Preston, were also guided out by everyone. Now, only the family of four remained in the bridal suite, getting ready for their big entrance. "Mommy, it's almost time. Let's get ready," Nolan said, pulling on Nicole's hand. Nicole gently patted Nolan and Lana's cheeks, whispering, "Okay." As she made to stand, Jared extended his hand toward her. Lifting her gaze, she caught Jared in a moment of elegance, his charm unmistakable. A smile bloomed on her face as she placed her hand in his. With a gentle tug, Jared drew her up, his touch tender against her palm. In a swift move, he pulled Nicole into his arms, his other hand circling her waist to pull her close. As Jared looked at Nicole, admiration shimmered in his eyes. "You look truly beautiful today," he remarked. "Daddy, Mommy is beautiful every day," Lana chimed in, tilting her head up with earnest. A soft laugh escaped Jared. "Right, she is beautiful every day." "Exactly," Lana nodded with fervor, affirming her stance. Nicole, witnessing the exchange between father and daughter, shook her head and chuckled lightly. "You too, that's enough." The praise left her nearly flushed with embarrassment. Only this father and daughter duo could manage that, she thought to herself, amused by their loving antics. "Daddy, do you want to kiss Mommy?" Lana said, covering her eyes with her hands but still peeking through her fingers. Nolan, looking disgusted, pulled Lana away and said, "Kids should not watch this." As Nolan led Lana out of the room, Lana puffed her cheeks in protest but had no choice but to follow. With the children gone, Jared looked at Nicole and said, "I think Lana has a point." Leaning closer, he bridged the gap between them, sealing his words with a long and passionate kiss. "Dad, we're running out of time," Nolan called out, standing at the doorway, his demeanor more mature than his years. "Nolan, you're so unfair. You tell me I can't watch, but then you go and watch yourself," Lana protested, her voice laced with the betrayal only a younger sibling can feel. "I'm older than you," Nolan retorted, glancing down at Lana, his words an attempt to justify his actions. He was just trying to remind their parents, witnessing their kiss was entirely unintended. Nicole's lips twitched as she was taken aback by her children's unexpectedly exchange. Let's go, Jared announced. With a smile, he took Nicole's hand, leading her out of the room with Nolan and Lana following obediently behind. All right, let's get started, Jared replied. Okay. Max checked everything was ready on his walkie-talkie and then said, All ready, begin. The doors to the hall gradually swung open, and the illumination dimmed, leaving only a spotlight on Nicole and Jared. The children, in particular, resembled little cherubs, a sight that elicited gasps of amazement from the attendees. As they sensed the crowd's eyes on them, filled with joyful wishes, they proceeded along the red carpet. Together, they moved toward their future, poised to exchange vows that would bind them for a lifetime.